Hey, everybody, welcome to the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Hicks. This is episode 492. Thank you for taking time to join me today. Now, let me invite you to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. The goal of this podcast is to inspire you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus. And it's my prayer that these daily episodes are encouraging you on your faith journey. If you're new here, let me invite you to visit my website, 5minutediscipleship.com, to learn more. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the definition of a neighbor. We've all seen the State Farm insurance commercials so many times that we know the jingle by heart. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. The company envisions themselves as a good neighbor who is always available to help in times of need. In Luke chapter 10, we find Jesus' parable called the Good Samaritan. He tells the story of a man who helped another man who had been robbed and injured. It's a nice story, but what makes it compelling is the Good Samaritan is an unlikely hero. Racial tension would have prevented him from helping the other man, but in this case, the man overlooked the racial barrier and showed kindness anyway. Jesus tells this story to demonstrate his call for us to love our neighbors as ourselves. One of his listeners, an expert in the law, wanted to justify himself, and so in what was probably a sarcastic voice, he asked, "And who is my neighbor?" I think it would do us all good to reflect on this question. How do we define our neighbors? Are our neighbors people that we know and trust? Are they actual neighbors who live near us? Can anyone be a neighbor? What is Jesus getting at? The definition is very important because whoever our neighbor is, Jesus is calling for us to love them as we love ourselves. I mean, that's asking a lot, isn't it? It's natural for us to be selective in our neighboring. We only have so much time and capacity, so we argue honestly that we can't help everyone, and that would be true. We might even feel that our neighbors are people like us or people who could return the favor. But the point Jesus is making in Luke chapter 10 is that our neighbor is anyone who is in need. He especially makes the distinction that we are to be a neighbor to those who are different from us. This is where it gets challenging. It's natural for us to love those who are like us. In fact, Luke chapter 6, verses 32 through 35, Jesus says this, "If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them, expecting nothing in return. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High." Well, the idea of loving our neighbor is beautiful to think about as long as it remains an idea. But the concrete reality of actually loving our neighbor strips the beauty away. It's an astounding commandment if we are to take it seriously. For us to live this out, something supernatural must happen in our souls. Our natural carnal man is focused on self-preservation. It's focused on comfort, happiness, personal reward, and enjoyment. If God is not the love of our lives, there is no way we will truly love our neighbor as ourselves. Something happens when you experience the love of God and then begin to love God in return. You begin to love what God loves. It's such a powerful question. Who is my neighbor? And here's where the answer lies. The neighbor we are called to love is often not the one we choose, but the one God chooses for us. My prayer is that when we see people made in the image of God and they are in need, we don't ask the questions about how they got there or whether they made the mess they are in. We want to love them the way Jesus loves us. Jesus said in John chapter 13, verse 34, "A new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." And here's today's challenge. Let's ask God to search our hearts to make sure that we are not guilty of selective neighboring. Let's also ask Him to reveal our motives to make sure we are not showing love to certain neighbors because we get something out of it in return. Let's determine to truly love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If this podcast is a blessing to you, let me invite you to share an episode on social media or text a friend and invite them to listen in. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.